Legal minds have cast doubt on the effectiveness of mobile courts that the judiciary of Uganda is set to roll out to reduce case backlog. The debate follows a directive by President Yoweri Museveni instructing the judiciary to apply the mobile court arrangement in the murder trial of Christopher Okello Onyum, who is accused of killing four children at the Gawa Early Childhood Development Center. While speaking at the funeral service of the retired Supreme Court Judge Augustine Nshinye, the principal judge, Jane Francis Abodo, revealed that the president had directed the judiciary to fast-track the trial and conduct proceedings within the community to enable residents to witness justice being dispensed. However, constitutional analyst George Musisi disagrees. He warns that the initiative may instead worsen the backlog. He argues that judicial officers could lose valuable time traveling to different locations, potentially slowing down court proceedings.
It can only be practical for a particular cases like this one, where maybe there's high interest in the community and maybe all the witnesses come from the same place. However, just imagine if the Makindi Magistrates Court, for instance, is to come to Gaba to hear this case, maybe to hear it in 3 days, then it moves to Chibuye to hear another case for 3 days, then it moves to Chizungu to hear. You find that the court spends a lot of time moving and to hear only one case, compared to where it sits in one station and he has 10 cases in a day. So you find that it's practically, it might create more backlog. It can only be used, that can only be productive on the particular instances.